Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. So excited once again for you to have out this week. Excited for this nice hot summer day and excited to have you here with us. Hey, as a reminder, be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com, where we've got great blogs. We've got events coming up. We've got the final event of the year coming up in September. We got all that good stuff coming up here. So be sure to check us out and keep following us. Keep listening and let me know which topics you'd like to hear. In fact, if you have a specific topic you want, email me, Chris@MoneyRipples.com. So today, many of you know that I don't often have guests on the show. But when I do, it means a lot. So, you know, every once in a while, I run across people that I really resonate with. And I say, you know what? You need to be on my show. And I've got plenty of those people out there still. But, you know, just recently, I came across a woman who was highly recommended to me from someone out in Texas, a mutual friend that we have out there. And I'll tell you, just like talking with her, and we both kind of felt the same way. There's this resonance. We're like, you know what? You're my kind of tribe. You're my kind of person. And that's Pat Roque. Now, I'll let you know about Pat Roque a little bit. She's the rock star transformation coach. So not only is she like a huge keynote speaker, she's a business coach, she's an author. She's amazing. You know, really for the last over 20 years, or about 20 years now, or no, almost over 20 years, I guess it's been, huh, Pat? It's probably been close to, you know, close to 25 plus years, hasn't it?
Since 1988. Isn't that scary?
That's when I was crazy. In diapers. Yeah, that feels like it was just mm-hmm. yesterday when I was wearing my mullet, you know. So 1988, she's been empowering executives, entrepreneurs to rock their business and their life without selling their soul or losing their mind. And so what Pat does, she inspires others to pursue their passion and rock their world so they can focus on their five facets of a brilliant life: family, fun, fitness, finance, and a fabulous career. And today specifically, I mean, she's helped thousands of people. She's got a book out there called Rock Your Golf, the 90-Day Success System. That's on Amazon. You can check out. And even another book coming out here pretty soon, isn't there, Pat?
Absolutely. That's called Rock Your Business and Your Life. And it's really about helping people who are overwhelmed and know they've got great gifts inside them and trying to help them figure out how to really prioritize and say yes to themselves so that they are uber successful and happy and satisfied. And so they get better at saying no to the things that are just not at the top of their to-do and their priority list. So it's, you know, tackling your chicken list and also saying no to the things that don't serve you well so that you can really enjoy, live in the moment, be present where you're at, and not feel guilty for the 8,000 things you're not getting to right now.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Now, tell us, I mean, you've kind of been mentioning a little bit of your journey, but tell us more about your journey. Like, what even got you to be an entrepreneur in the first place? Like, what inspired you to do that?
You know, it's funny. I don't know if you follow this, but I believe that God peps. I think that things happen in life. We don't know. We plan and God laughs. I do totally believe that as well. So, in other words, you could have the best laid ideas and goals out there, but you really have to always figure Murphy's Law might creep into the guest list at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those people that never did well sitting behind a desk or sitting in a chair for too long. So when I was in college, I did 4 internships. And when I was 22, 23 years old, I got the coolest job I could find running multimillion dollar business for the biggest PR and ad agency in Washington and Philly. And just really crazy big stuff that I probably had no business. Nobody told me no. They would just say, if you had the nerve to ask, you, okay, go ahead and do it. So I was running really successful business, global work with Pan Am and Airbus, all kinds of cool stuff. And I had a car accident. And on a sunny Saturday, going 30 miles an hour with my mother in the car, I was a passenger with no seatbelt, put my head through a windshield, and life changed. I didn't get cut, but I wasn't well enough. I had a bad concussion, and I couldn't physically sit in a chair too long, and I didn't have, you know, I just didn't feel well. Let's just say that. So yeah. My boss said, hang a shingle. We love you. We want you to do work. Just hang a shingle, and I'll feed you work because there's lots of stuff, you know, basically freelance. And the agency was so big they couldn't take big, you know, under $100,000 was considered too small a client. They weren't allowed to touch them. So he basically fed me his either project work or his smaller clients February 11, 1988. And I imagine that's so long ago now, but I had big hair and I was serving big clients. And it was about basically being a freelance marketing VP, if you will. Instead of having one job for one company, I would run five or six. I'd have wealthy entrepreneurs or wealthy business owners, wealthy business leaders who would have me run their marketing empire. So if they'd start with one business and then it'd grow to two and then it'd grow to three. I took a healthcare facility in front of Congress and got them to redefine subacute care and did the first managed care contracts in healthcare in 90 maybe years ago. So kind of thinking outside the box, leveraging marketing and business development, and then, you know, social media came along, things like that. So PR, events, social, all of the things that grow business. But when I turned 50, I'm 52 now, I lost a big, fat, huge, my big money-making gig of a lifetime. I had two kids in college. I started midlife meltdown. And if anybody's listening and starts feeling the crazy hormones, or if you know anybody that's been that way, it is not a pretty thing. And so all of a sudden, I went from fabulous to forget about it and crying every day. I gained 30 pounds. I had no work, no money. Two kids in college with private bills, tuition, just the ultimate meltdown, breakdown. And I knew that I had to get better because I wasn't about to give up. And I actually one day said, you know what, I should just throw myself off a bridge. It won't matter. Nobody will care. And when I said the words out loud, it scared me. So when I say that I hit rock bottom, I really did. And so I knew that I needed to do something immediately different. I did a lot of connecting on LinkedIn and other places. I ended up getting reconnected with a friend from college I hadn't seen in 30 years via LinkedIn, talking about telecommuting and virtual work. It had nothing to do with college. It was not a search for old friends. It was two people talking about a conversation that was meaningful to me because I believe in freedom of location. I actually did my thesis on the benefits of telework, my master's thesis in 2001. So I've been talking about this whole virtual work and webcasts and using, you know, technology to connect people that you don't need to be sitting in a building at desks lined up in rows to be successful and have a team. So once I started feeling better, I started realizing that more and more people, and maybe you can relate or you hear a lot of this, people are frustrated. They've been successful. This is not the loser patch. This is not a whole bunch of people who just can't get it together. These are people who very often dream big, have scored big, and all of a sudden they find that the meaning of life has changed. Some of them are suddenly finding that they're displaced. Like, look at the people in Great Britain with Brexit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their whole economy and so many people that have set themselves up and thought they were on a path, that path has now suddenly changed, often not due to their own choice. So whether it's, you know, midlife meltdown for women, whether it's career change, whether it's change of circumstance, I coach a woman who, you know, she was had this young, perfect storybook family, and the dad got sick and passed, and you know, around 40 years old, and now she's suddenly this single mom with young kids trying to figure out, how do I be the breadwinner and the dad and a good friend and not lose my mind? So they started calling me the rock star transformation coach because I help people go from rock bottom to rock star. I help people really find what they deserve to be doing without selling their soul or losing their mind.
Oh,
you know anybody like that who feels like they're miserable?
Absolutely.
Any of your audience have that problem?
Absolutely. I know several listeners here are probably feeling that same way right now. either they're losing their mind or they don't want to lose their soul, right?
This is the difference. I see people get Sundayitis and get crazy because Monday's coming and they're sick to their stomach. That is not cool. I remember at one point I had a gig selling digital advertising, multi-million dollar stuff in the city, and I literally would crawl out of bed sick to my stomach. I would taste vomit at the back of my throat. I hated being there so much.
Mm.
It was so not a healthy in the health space, no less, which is really, really funny. They offered unlimited vacation days, except not only were you not allowed to take vacation days, they wanted you sitting in the office in the city underneath the manager's nose making your phone calls instead of being out with clients. So,
wow.
I don't know. I find a lot of it counterintuitive, but I physically got ill from working there. I physically felt sick. I would come home off the bus at 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night, and roll in, and it was not good. And I needed, you know, the money was paying college tuition and other things. So I believe in health. I always did believe in health and wellness, so I thought that the greater mission of serving others was important, but I wasn't in the authentic space. So in other words, I don't know if you know this feeling too, but sometimes you feel like you've got 75% of the puzzle, but the part mm-hmm. of the piece that's missing is eating away at you. You're like, I'm one step away from greatness. There's just something not right. I know what I like, or I think I know what I like, or everybody tells me I'm good at this, but I don't know what to do with it. Those are the kinds of pieces and questions that I seem to be able to masterfully help people just kind of figure out, whether they want to start out in a business, whether they're in a career and it's time to change because they've chosen. I've got another woman that's a few years almost at retirement, can't stand her job. She's going to ride it out because she's got huge benefits, or unless they take the state-funded benefits away. But she loves old-time like nostalgia stuff, an old-time candy shop. She wants to open up an old-time candy shop. Can you imagine how cool? Like yeah. Necco's and Flying Saucers and the dots on paper. And I said to her, so what we're going to do is teach her how to build a personal brand. So she mm-hmm. doesn't have to wait 6 years till she opens a candy shop. What happens now is she is all about nostalgia. So if you build a personal brand and she's going to start blogging and have a little, 22 social app and a little web page and start building an audience so that by the time she's actually ready to open that shop, if she still decides she wants to, she's already got a following. She's got a personal brand. And that
right.
means you're not aligned only to your company. So for people that are in the healthcare, like I do, I have a great nutrition program that I work with, but I don't run around screaming the name of my nutrition program. I use mm-hmm. it because it serves me. But the Rockstar Transformation Coach is about health. It's about wellness. It's about career. It's about mindset. Again, it's family, fun, fitness, finance, and a fabulous career. You don't hear me shouting out brand names because I'm not coming from a place of advertising and sales and, my car is not wrapped with label from this company. It's really about attracting people who know that they're ready to raise their hand because it's time for them to do something different. And
yes.
if I have one or multiple things I like to recommend in my bag of tricks, so be it. But it's not about selling product and it's not about promoting a brand other than building a personal brand. People
right.
will be attracted to working with Pat just like they're attracted to being with Chris with Money Ripples. That's your brand.
I agree. That's I'll tell you, I've had lots of conversations recently with people that they want to start playing really big, but they have no following, no real brand, no real defined anything. You know, they just have an idea and they just want to go for it, which I applaud. But at the same time, like, I've noticed that sometimes people want to put on events, but they don't have any followers. Like, well, let's start getting followers first. Then you can worry about putting on events, start creating something new. Have you seen that be true as
exactly.
well?
Exactly. Yeah, and events are risky only because, I just spoke with – I work with a lot of the world's leading experts in different categories. And Andrew Wood – I do a lot in the golf world because that's my happy place. Out on the golf course is my happy place, and it's also my charity. focus. So Goff gives $4 billion to nonprofits and charitable organizations. So from that perspective, I absolutely, and it's something I learned to do midlife and change my world. So that's one of my little side, you know, one module, one piece of it. But what I always try to tell people is if we take a step back and we take a look at your gift to the world, that's really where it comes from, your gifts, what's important to you. In other words, when you go to a networking event, you need to understand it's not just I'm Pat and here's the name of my company. It's they call me the Rockstar Transformation Coach because I help entrepreneurs and executives find their purpose, fill their passion, and go from rock bottom to rock star, right? Then it's about how do they feel? Well, when I work with them, they feel thrilled because they can grow authentically to attract ideal clients and grow without losing their mind or selling their soul. I do this through coaching and workshops. And who else can you recommend for speaking engagements? There's a very easy, flowy way for me to tell my story. Now, granted, I've had to work to perfect that, obviously. But it's not salesy. All it does is give you a visual in your mind's eye of who do you know that might be feeling that way. And so if I were, I've got a gentleman, a friend that I met through the chamber, one of the local chambers, and he brings oil changes to you at your location. Isn't that a cool concept? So you don't have to take that, he takes that chore out of the system.
That's awesome.
Imagine if somebody, really cool. So getting him to think about the fact that it's not his brand name, but he is Mr. Convenience. He's the king of convenience. I said, crown yourself that. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, no, crown yourself. You're the king of convenience. Or we can find other words, but find a crown that fits you and own it. So because convenience, you know, the oil change is one facet. And think about everything else that could be done conveniently. What about people that drop off dry cleaning? What about people that do takeout foods? Think about all the other places he could align himself with. Right?
Yeah.
Automotive dealers that come and bring the car to you. Lots of cool stuff. So crowning him, understanding that his gift is actually convenience. His tool, one of his tools, is oil change, right? It changes the whole dynamic. So that's the way I like to try to help people understand and look at what they're doing is by thinking about what their gift is. And can I tell you a little quick funny story?
Yeah.
I turned 50 when I was in the middle of the meltdown. The nicest thing that happened to me that kind of changed the whole dynamic. My best friend who'd watched me be from rock star to meltdown mode, when I turned 50 in March. She went in the snow in February, dug up 50 rocks, scrubbed them, she painted them gold, and she put 50 things that are special about me. And she did the, it looks like the ultimate Pinterest gift, and it's in this box, and it says 50 rocks, and so do you. And there's literally 50 gold rocks. And they say things like loves wine, plays golf, weird, funny, supportive, honest, whatever, this whole 50 things about me. One says bitchy. I mean, it's everything. Tall, it's good, bad, it's just me. It's me in a box. And I started taking these rocks out, and first of all, I cried for about 2 days. I was so touched that someone took that ridiculous amount of time to spend to help me feel better and to honor me, right? And then on top of that, I started writing a blog. I would take a rock out at a time. And, for example, one said supportive. And I started really thinking about how do people support one another? Well, sometimes supportive is about raising your hand and stepping in, even when people don't know to ask for the help. And how do you insert yourself and be a friend and be there for someone without overstepping your boundary? So I wrote a blog about that.
Wow.
Another one was talkative. And I like to talk, but being a listener is more important than being a talker most of the time. So I wrote a blog about that. And then I actually created a program called Rock Your Public Speaking because I realized I love connecting and I love speaking, but many people don't or they're afraid. So I created a program where I teach them how do you figure out your gifts. If somebody had to do 50 rocks about you, Chris, what would those rocks say? They're things because they don't buy you. There's a million podcasts and radio announcers, talk show hosts. There's a million financial advisors. There's a million marketing people like me. There's a million coaches. We're not unique. you know, across the board, there's commodity for everything. There's almost nothing that's truly, 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 truly different, completely different. But when people want advice and they come to you, it's because you resonate with them over your gifts. There's something special about you and who you are and the way you handle yourself and the things you think about and what's important to you and important to them and why you jive.
Awesome.
If you start with your gifts, right, you start with those gifts, that is the difference why someone will go to this solar energy salesperson or give them an opportunity, or they'll talk to that attorney or this CPA, or it doesn't matter what the it is, but there's a reason that we like. We go to a restaurant not just because the food is good. We go to a restaurant probably because we either like the service, the location works for us, there's amazing restaurant, you know, we've got our favorite waiter, waitress, owner, host, somebody. Usually they make us feel good. It's way beyond what the food we put in our belly. So I took my 50 rocks and wrote this blog, and that message about your gifts must have resonated because all of a sudden I started getting global keynote talks all over the world. And I had one story, if you don't mind, I'll share. One of my golf partners worked at a big corporation, and they're actually a PGA Tour sponsor. So they're in New Jersey. They spend millions of dollars on the professional golf tour. So I thought they wanted me to talk about how to rock your golf and basically get their team to understand why they spend millions of dollars in the golf industry, you would think.
Right.
But they didn't. Instead, when I interviewed them, I asked them what was going on in their organization, and I basically pulled out five rocks that resonated with challenges or opportunities in their company. So when I told the stories, they thought I was talking about me, but I was really talking about them.
Yeah.
So it was completely, people were laughing, they were crying. I was supposed to have 100 people live, 100 women in New Jersey live. I had standing room only, 150 people, including every male top executive in the company, and it was broadcast to 8,500 people globally.
Wow. That's awesome.
And people laughed, people cried. I put a rock and a marker on their seat, and I had them do my little exercise, and they each had to do a rock, one thing, that one reason why they rock.
Mm-hmm.
And some people got stuck and couldn't come up with one thing that was special about them, which tells you something.
That's sad.
So we worked through that. Yeah, and one girl actually afterward, one of the executives, messaged me afterwards, shared with me a text from her mother. She walked out of the meeting and told her mother she was so touched and motivated by what we spoke of that it changed her whole perspective of what's going on in the company. And then her mother texted her back 50 things that are special about her.
Oh, wow.
And she sent me this text from her mom that same day, was like an hour later, from her mom, and she was crying, and she said that she's never had that conversation with her mom in her whole life. This woman's in her late 30s. She's not a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she'd never had a conversation about that in her whole life with her mom. And thank you, because when you talk to people about their gifts and you give people a way to bring up that in their team, in their family. Imagine if you use what I'm talking about and you helped your teenager through a rough time, or a younger kid having trouble in school, or a better way to have a relationship with your spouse or your friends. All of it.
Awesome. So Pat, I know we're out of time here, but tell us where, I know you have the book 50 Rocks Life Lessons for Success. Where will they get that?
You can download an e-copy of the book. It's my brand is Rock on Success, R-O-C-K-O-N, Success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S. So if you go to rockonsuccess.com/golf, there's a 50 rocks excerpts from that. And if they would like, my gift to your audience is a free 30-minute, what I call my breakthrough discovery session. I promise to help people feel... Find your focus, one main focus of pain or promise, a next best move, and I promise they will feel more energized, more enthusiastic, and at least have one great way to move closer to that magic wand. And that is completely my gift, and it's called, you would go to rockonsuccess.com/discover, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R, Discover, and that's to schedule a 30-minute. And I ask a few questions. I want you to do a little homework because I want you to be ready. I want the time to be well spent, just like I try to teach people always about how they live purposefully and intentionally and have fun. That's what it's all about.
Love it. Cool. That's a great, great resource, guys. So definitely take advantage of that. And again, just for their, just to repeat that, like, how would they go about contacting you for that?
So you can email me at pat@rockonsuccess.com. You can schedule the 30-minute free discovery session at rockonsuccess.com/discover, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R. Or they, if they want a speaker, if they have an organization, nonprofit, or an association or a group that wants, needs a good speaker, trainer, or coach, they can go to rockonsuccess.com/speaker, and there's a little questionnaire, and it'll schedule time for us to talk. It's all about
cool.
What people need, what about, not what I have to sell.
Awesome. So rockonsuccess.com/discover or /speaker, depending on what they want there. Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Pat, thank you
absolutely.
So much. This is awesome. Great content. Great stuff. I know there's a lot of listeners that need this. So thank you so much for being a guest on today. And everyone else, thanks for joining us today. Join us again next week for more good, good, juicy stuff. So we'll talk to you later, guys. Have a great and prosperous week. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.